making its presence known. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Boulware. Damage estimates are still coming in from Friday night storms in Gray County. Emergency Management Director Renee Maddox goes over what they've seen so far.
Approximately 49 power poles. There were three of the large steel lattice transmission towers that were down, along with numerous tree branches, a lot of corn, milo, and wheat fields that sustained damage.
Unconfirmed reports have winds reaching hurricane force.
At one point, we had heard that the Ingalls Airport had registered a 100-mile-per-hour wind gust.
The electric utilities are beginning repairs on their systems. Anyone who sustained damage is asked to call emergency management so they can get a full account. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Boulware.